Japan is dealt another blow. Burma's government abandons its quake victims. And we'll explore the connection between community, coffee, and the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Late last night, local time, a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck Japan's Miyagi Prefecture. People in Fukushima were immediately evacuated. Food for the Hungry's Matt Panos says their team was already in the region, dealing with the aftermath of the March 11th quake. While there weren't immediate damage reports,
the temporary housing is just simply not equipped to handle additional earthquakes of any magnitude. So if this current one was large enough to where it really shook people, many of the temporary housing situations that have been built have probably either come down or been damaged.
Their greatest concern is the supply chain.
There's between 4 and 6 million people without access to food and water. Their traditional supply chains, grocery stores and things, were all destroyed.
Their team is the face of Christ to those they help.
We've got hundreds of churches represented now in northern Japan. So this opportunity is just incredible to have the hands and feet of Christ available to those who have been displaced.
Meanwhile, the victims of the recent Burma earthquake have been left to do relief on their own, despite the collapse of a Baptist church during the quake causing 23 deaths. International Mission Board says Baptists are jumping in to help others. Foreign aid workers aren't allowed in, so believers who've lost everything are crossing the border to Thailand to get relief work training and clean drinking water for all. Read more about their efforts and ways you can help at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Do you need a cup of coffee in the morning to get you going? I do. For most of us, clean water is a part of making coffee. But for 8 out of 10 people in the world, access to clean water isn't possible. That's why Living Water International is launching the Drink Coffee, Do Good campaign. They're offering the Good Day Coffee that supports LWI's work in bringing both the physical water and the living water of the gospel to needy people. We have links at our website. Next, 3,000 Slavic youth came together outside the former Soviet Union for an historic event. It was the first Slavic Youth Congress held in Minnesota. While the Minnesota event has been over for more than a week, President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says the Congress had an impact.
So many young people came forward to pray, asking God to give them opportunities. I believe that this is just the beginning of the renewal of the mission movement back to the former Soviet Union through the Slavic community here.
But they'll need help with training and motivation. Rakuba believes Russian ministries can be the organization to do it. As they do,
I truly believe that many of them will become leaders in their churches. They will go to colleges, Bible schools, and seminaries. They will become true leaders in the evangelical community. And working together with Russian ministries, we will continue expanding God's kingdom.
Support Russian Ministries' work at our website. And most college students have been spending their spring breaks relaxing in places like Palm Beach or Cancun this year. But for some students, service is better than the sun. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is wrapping up 8 weeks of 1,500 students serving in U.S. cities. Students went to serve the poor and learn about Christ. And now, Project Director Josh Harper says,
they feel like their understanding of the city changes. They feel like their understanding of God's mission in the world different, and they're just really excited to be a part of what God is actually doing in the world right now.
Not all had that mindset at first. On a trip to build houses for Hurricane Katrina victims in New Orleans,
about half of those students are actually non-Christian themselves. So there is a desire out there, I think, to give back to society, give back to broader community.
After urban projects, though, many came to Christ, pray for their new faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 is offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.